From the Southwark News for January the 24th, MPs write to government with fears over hospital ward closures, by Reena Kumar. The borough's MPs have written to the Secretary of State for Health, raising concerns about the impact of proposed closure of Lewisham Hospital's emergency and maternity departments would have on local people. In a signed letter to Jeremy Hunt, the three politicians said that most of the patients who would have used Lewisham A&E will be treated at King's College Hospital. They say they are totally opposed to the closures, claiming King's will not be able to maintain a high standard of service. Thousands of residents have signed a petition against the plans after South London Healthcare Trust's SLHT Special Administrator Matthew Kershaw proposed them in a bid to save three indebted hospitals. He was appointed to run the debt-ridden trust after it was put into administration. Lambeth MPs Chaka Umana and Kate Hoey also signed the letter, which stated that King's doesn't have the capacity to cope with an extra 54% increase in births. The estimated figure was calculated using NHS data, which also revealed that an increase in emergency admissions of almost 45% would take place if the plans go ahead. Mr. Kershaw had recommended that the birthing units in King's and Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Woolwich would be developed to provide additional capacity. Heavily pregnant women on the verge of labour had to be turned away from King's because the maternity department was full earlier this month. They were diverted to Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital, prompting fears that the closure of Lewisham could result in accidents happening because midwives may not be able to dedicate enough time to patients. Kirsty Clark, who recently gave birth in King's, said they are already over capacity. They are not going to be able to cope. It's unfair to put midwives through that pressure. They can't shut Lewisham because of the impact this will have. It scares me. In a debate in Parliament on Tuesday, Harriet Harman MP said the closure will hit King's like a tidal wave. A spokesman from the hospital said, "We go on divert very rarely and only when absolutely necessary. When this does happen, we contact other hospitals in the area who have additional capacity to care for the mums in question. We have been working closely with the Trust Special Administrator to help ensure a smooth transition of services in the event his recommendations are given the go-ahead." He added that if patients were unhappy with their care at King's, they should contact the hospital directly. A demonstration is planned for next Saturday. More information can be found at www.savelewishamhospital.com/demonstration-26th-January.